USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says help has arrived during the ongoing fight against coronavirus, as the U.S. Navy hospital ship, the USNS Comfort, is now docked in Manhattan.
It's a major, major moment in this long battle that we will be fighting against the coronavirus. I want to say to all New Yorkers, we have evidence here. You are not alone.
Cleanup continues in Jonesboro, Arkansas, after tornadoes devastated the region over the weekend. Arkansas Governor Republican Asa Hutchinson joins Fox News with an update on how his state is doing.
Because of the virus and so many people staying home as required, that you had the malls that were pretty empty and you had the restaurants that usually would have been full of people. And so while we had 20-some injuries, we're fortunate not to have a loss of life.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Royals breathe a sigh of relief as Prince Charles is out of isolation. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Prince Charles is no longer self-isolating after becoming the first member of the British royal family to come down with coronavirus. The Prince of Wales exiting self-isolation after reportedly speaking with his doctors. His health is reportedly good after it was learned last week the 71-year-old had the virus.
Leaders in Louisiana blame the federal government after being asked why they allowed the massive Mardi Gras festival to take place during the coronavirus outbreak. Mardi Gras drew thousands to New Orleans the last week of February for its annual parade and festivities. Now the massive celebration is believed to be the root of the severe coronavirus outbreak hitting the area. As of Sunday, Louisiana has 2,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with 137 people dying. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man is in custody in Ely, Nevada for killing a Nevada highway patrolman. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox is in Ely with the details.
47-year-old Sergeant Ben Jenkins was checking on a vehicle stopped at the side of US 93 about 45 miles north of Ely when he was shot and killed. The suspect, identified as 65-year-old John DeBritz, stole the sergeant's uniform and fled the scene in Sergeant Jenkins' patrol vehicle. Following a several-hour search by multiple agencies, DeBritz was taken into custody without incidents 4 hours later after having crashed the vehicle into a dry wash. DeBritz has a criminal record going back almost 50 years. DeBritz's ex-wife, in an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, said DeBritz was mentally ill with a history of alcoholism. DeBritz is in the White Pine County Detention Center, charged with open murder.
As states continue to take the lead regarding the coronavirus pandemic, Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine confirms dozens of new cases, bringing the state's total to more than 1,600. DeWine tells CNN we'll get through this together as long as everyone follows the guidelines.
What we do in our lives every day and staying away from other people and doing all the things that we keep hearing on TV, we got to keep doing. We got to keep doing them if we're going to, you know, all make it through this.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.